Hey guys, happy Wednesday. A little week already, and we're almost at the end of January. I can't believe it. Tomorrow marks the end of the first month of the new year. Man, how time flies. Got an interesting topic today, guys. I wasn't even planning on doing this, but I was on Pal Talk yesterday, and somebody was telling me, hey, you should do a show sometime on the history of U.S. governmental abuse of the poor, of ethnic minorities, you know, the blacks, the Native Americans. And I said, yeah, actually, I do have a show on that. I says, yeah, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that one because that's really important. So many Americans still to this day suffer from the delusion that this country has always been, still is, and ever shall be the hero and champion of the underdog. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it's quite the opposite of that. The U.S. government has always exploited, trampled underfoot, used and abused, and oppressed the underdog on behalf of the overlords, the elites. And it's never more true today. Never been more true than it is today. So that's what we're going to talk about. You got any illusions that this is the greatest nation in the world? Well, stick around, guys. It's the worst nation in the world. What it's the greatest at is lying and covering up its trail of crimes through propaganda. So we'll be talking about that today. I've actually put this together based around Howard Zinn's book, A People's History of the United States. I've added a few little things to it, you know, myself. But most of the notes I took right from that book. That is an excellent book. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. You really need to have that in your library. Every lover of truth and freedom needs to get that book and have that book. It's an excellent resource. It's one of my favorite. I actually had Howard Zinn on a couple months ago. But anyway, so that's our topic for today. Before that, let me go into our advertisement here for today, guys. Again, talking about RBN's Herbal Healer Academy sponsor. It's providing a free catalog, guys, to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter sample so you can get an idea of what they talk about in their newsletter. Very important information is relayed. They're not only, again, a great source of information, but also herbal products as well. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, information newsletters, of course, and just updated current information on ongoing research on natural health. So visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com, and you can get more information. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials, too. So again, visit www.herbalhealer.com. You can find out more there. And of course, in doing so, you're also helping to support RBN. And let them know that you're from RBN, of course, and you'll get the free catalog and the free newsletter that I mentioned. Anyone who's interested, once again, in getting any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder. You know, I've had a lot of people come back to me, guys, and say that that book, particularly Piercing the Fog of 9/11, is the clearest and most, you know, well-documented case. I don't know if it's the most well-documented. Some have told me that. But they've said that it's the, you know, the most readable account exposing 9/11 as an inside job that they've ever read. I'm not saying that to boast, but, you know, if you want a good way to share with people this scam, that's the book to get. And, you know, you can either get it from Lulu or you can just email me at truthhurtsradio@AOL.com and I'll send you a free copy, you know, via the attachment. Okay, guys, stick with us. Be right back talking, exposing the true history of the United States and its abuse of ethnic minorities and the poor. Right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey guys, back on Two Thirds Radio. Time to strip away some more illusions, the True Thirds. What good example, what better example of that than to look at the history of this country. From day one, guys, it's been this way. Day one, it's never been different. It's always been this way. All we have been fed is rhetoric that we care about the underdog, that we help, you know, bring us your poor, your tired, huddled masses. Hogwash. Bring us your tired, huddled masses so we can exploit them, rape them, pillage them, send them into factories and live in unhealthy conditions, get fingers lopped off, get paid dirt wages, little if any benefits. Come on. It's always been this way. It's actually been even worse in the past. And guess what? We're headed right back from whence we came. It's not getting better today, folks. It's getting worse. In fact, now they're rigging it so that everybody is going to be oppressed. In the past, it was usually just ethnic minorities that suffered and the poor. But today, they're turning everyone into poverty. You know, they're turning everyone into a desperate state of want. So the elites can exploit everyone equally. This is your equal opportunity employment right there. Equal opportunity exploitation is more like it. So let's begin this ugly expose by talking about Native Americans. What has been done to them over the centuries. Going back, guys, right to the time of Columbus, from the time he first landed, the Native peoples of the Americas were grossly mistreated, deceived, and exploited in a most disgusting fashion. Columbus was impressed with the warm greeting that he received from the Arawak natives when he had first arrived in the Bahama Islands. He stated, "They brought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things, which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk's bells that we offered them. They willingly traded everything they owned." Instead of him being appreciative that they were being received with such cordiality, listen to what he said. "In spite of their agreeable and friendly nature," Columbus went on to write, "they would make fine servants or slaves. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want." And that's exactly what they did. How disgusting. How despicable. Here we see once again European imperialism at its finest. And it still continues today, guys. It still continues today. The U.S. has picked up the torch and still employs assistance from certain U.S., European countries from time to time. But the U.S. is just carrying on the tradition of exploitation of imperialism. He later wrote, Columbus, "As soon as I arrived in the Indies on the first island which I found, I took some of the natives by force in order that they might learn and might give me information of whatever there is in these parts, whatever I can steal, whatever I can grab up and make money off of and bring back to Europe." Do the words exploitation and plunder ring a bell? That's all that took place then, and that's all that takes place now. It's the same old flipping game. Nothing has changed, except they've gotten better at it, more efficient at it, and they're able to disguise their exploitation, their raping and pillaging and mass murdering under the guise of fighting terrorism, bringing peace and democracy. Yeah, whatever. It's disgusting, folks. It's never going to stop as long as people allow it to continue to happen. The main prize that Columbus sought, of course, was gold. In the province of Chicao, Columbus ordered all natives over the age of 14 to gather a certain amount of gold every 3 months. Those who did not do so were rewarded with a copper token to hang around their necks. Those who did so were given a copper token. Those who failed to do so, who failed to fetch the desired amount of gold, had their hands cut off and were left to bleed to death. When it became clear that there was no more gold to be had, the remainder of the people, in order to reward the investors back in Spain, were sent back home to be sold as slaves. As more and more Spaniards arrived, they would abuse, ingratiate, and exploit the natives to ever greater extents. Some would ride on the backs of natives. They'd literally have them get down on all fours and have them carry them around, or else they would be carried in hammocks borne by natives running in relays. It's disgusting. Not only were they lazy sloths, and that's why they wanted them to do this, but they personally got a kick out of it, that they could command them to do these ingratiating, humiliating things, and they would do it. Well, of course they would do it out of fear. They also made them hold up large leaves to shade them from the sun, or to fan them with goose wings. They thought nothing, and, you know, this gets pretty graphic here, folks, but again, just to show you how ugly it got. They thought nothing of slicing up the Indians by the tens and the twenties, often just to test the sharpness of their swords. Literally, they would just casually reach over and cut a big gaping wound in them. Sometimes they'd cut off the breasts of the women just for fun and sport. Again, just to test the sharpness of their knives, or just because they were bored and wanted to hear someone squeal in pain. On one occasion, two native boys brought some Spaniards two parrots as a token of friendship. Just for sport, They took the birds and then proceeded to behead the boys. In Mexico, Aztec women were raped in front of their husbands, after which time the husbands were murdered in front of their wives. Again, all for fun, all for sport. They weren't offering them any resistance, giving them any reason to do this. They did it simply because they knew they could. They knew they could get away with it. All of this, of course, set the stage for the way that the natives would continue to be treated for centuries to come. A letter written by General Jeffrey Amherst in 1763 summarizes the general view that whites had about Native Americans at that time. Here's what he said. Could it not be contrived to send the smallpox among those disaffected tribes of Indians? We must on this occasion use every stratagem in our power to reduce them. Some historians argue there's no evidence that this was actually ever done. It doesn't matter. It was done, but it doesn't matter. You know, they say there's a lack of evidence. They obviously had the mentality to do it, and they did things even much worse than that. So what difference does it make? But it just shows what psychopaths they were. Let's, inundate blankets with smallpox viruses and distribute them to the natives. Let's wipe them out. There's your eugenics right there, guys. Early on, that was an agenda of the white trash elites. During the 19th century, particularly, there was a sharp reduction in the Native American population, especially east of the Mississippi. Mississippi. For example, in 1820, 120,000 Indians had lived east of the Mississippi. But by 1844, just 24 years later, this number had been dwindled down to less than 30,000, due both to them, you know, being killed and being driven west by white men. The government often led the natives, promising them huge tracts of land, if they would fight in the revolution, but obviously they were lying. They misled them. Every single time they reneged on their promises. Yeah, just help us fight in the war. You know, we'll give you this huge tract of land. They never did. Or they'd give it to them for a time and then force them out of there and send them to move even further west. For instance, in North Carolina, the Chickasaw Indians were given such a promise through a treaty that was never upheld after the war. Andrew Jackson is one president who had a very bad record in this regard. You know, often we hail this guy because of his stance against central banking. I've done it myself, but the truth is, guys, when it comes to the mistreatment of the Native Americans, very few could hold a candle to that guy. During the War of 1812, for example, certain Creek Indians who fought along with him were promised retention of their lands in Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia after this war. However, Jackson unblushingly betrayed the Creeks and took nearly all of their holdings, forcing them off their land after the war. He craftily got around this betrayal by granting individual Indians ownership rights to small plots of land scattered across the countryside. But this clever tactic was simply designed to appease the Indians and to break up their tribe and integrate them into white society. Of course, whenever the natives did integrate into white society, they were not afforded any of the rights that the whites had, and yet they were still forced to pay taxes. You wonder why the Lakota have seceded from the Union, guys. There you go. All right, guys, stick with us for a break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Continuing our discussion here on Jackson, Andrew Jackson. He was also quite brutal toward the Seminole Indians of Florida. Wanting to expand U.S. territory into this region, he launched invasions in Florida that involved torching whole Seminole settlements, using the propagandic excuse of self-defense for the annexation. Chief Black Hawk, after his sad defeat in 1832, made these telling statements in his speech of surrender. This is really sad. Listen to this. He said, "An Indian who is as bad as the white men could not live in our Black Hawk Nation. He would be put to death and eaten up by the wolves. The white men are bad schoolmasters. They carry false books and deal in false actions. They smile in the face of the poor Indian to cheat him. They shake them by the hand to gain their confidence, to make them drunk, to deceive them, and ruin their wives. We told them to leave us alone and keep away from us. They followed on and beset our paths, and they coiled themselves among us like the snake. They poisoned us by their touch. We were not safe. We lived in danger. We were becoming like them, hypocrites and liars, adulterous, lazy drones, all talkers and no workers." The white men do not scalp the head, but they do worse. Actually, they did do scalpings later on, but they do worse. They poison the heart. Farewell, my nation. Farewell, Black Hawk. Disgusting. Louis Cass, Secretary of War, wrote an article in the North American Review in 1830, in which he summarized the sentiments of the elite white men toward the natives at that time. He said, a barbarous people, depending for subsistence upon scanty and precarious supplies furnished by the chase, cannot live in contact with a civilized community. Civilized. Yeah. Just like today, we're real civilized, aren't we? It's so sickening. Of all the abuses of the native peoples, guys, perhaps nothing compares with the forced migration of the Cherokee Nation from Georgia to Oklahoma in 1838, known as the Trail of Tears. Between drought, sickness, heat, and exposure, they died in great numbers on their way to this forced relocation. Later, President Van Buren, addressing Congress regarding this mass migration, had this to say. It affords sincere pleasure to apprise the Congress of the entire removal of the Cherokee Nation of Indians to their new homes west of the Mississippi. The measures authorized by Congress at its last session have had the happiest effects. Happiest for whom? Is your proud American heritage, folks? Are you still proud? In the 1980s, the U.S. government, continuing this long age-old tradition, contracted with the Navajo Indians of the of New Mexico to mine uranium on their reservation. They promised they would get millions of dollars from this, and this was much-needed money. So they agreed. The mining operation immediately went underway. Of course, they weren't trained, nor were they provided with the proper equipment. So a lot of them breathed in deadly toxic uranium dust and wound up getting cancer. But to add insult to injury, as the 80s roared on and, you know, the Soviet Union showed clear signs of collapse, the U.S. government broke off the contract with them, never reimbursed them at all for any of their expenditures, and instead turned around and slapped them with a fine for not cleaning up the mess. So it cost them multiplied millions of dollars, money that they needed, and they never made any money off of it. Once again, they got slapped in the face. The government never came through to help them at all. Unbelievable. Some things never change. Let's move on to Mexicans and the loss of their northern territories. To rally the public behind the theft of Mexican territories, the propaganda machine, otherwise known as the media, began pumping out statements like this one from an 1845 Washington Union article. It stated, "Let the great measure of annexation be accomplished, and with it the questions of boundary and chains. For who can arrest the torrent that will pour onward to the west? The road to California will be open to us. Who will stay the march of our westward people?" In other words, nothing can stop us. We're destined, and that's, of course, where Manifest Destiny came from. This same paper went on to say, "A corps of properly organized volunteers would invade, overrun, and occupy Mexico. They would enable us not only to take California, but to keep it." Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Continuing with this discussion here. Soon after this time, John O'Sullivan, editor of the Democratic Review, came up with the popularized term manifest destiny, which was further used to propagandize the public into accepting this policy annexing Mexican territories. He wrote, adding God to the equation. Oh, when you can mix God in there, I tell you, you're always going to get the gullible masses to rally behind you. He said, our manifest destiny to overspread the continent allotted by Providence, that's his reference to God there, capital P, for the free development of our yearly multiplying millions. How many times has this been done through history, evoking the deity to justify your raping and pillaging and stealing? Of course, it's being done today, isn't it? God told me to invade Iraq, yeah. And then, of course, there's his little lapdog, Pat Robertson, shilling for him. God has blessed this man. I mean, it's incredible. He can keep falling flat on his face. He's saying the Lord just keeps picking him right back up again. I'm waiting for the day for you to fall on your face, Mr. Robertson, you lying fraud artist. You know, there he is calling for the assassination of Chavez, guys. You know the whole routine. It's so disgusting. And there's the blind... sucker followers of his buying into this and thinking that that's Christianity. Yeah, whatever. All that was needed, guys, to justify outright war against Mexico to steal their land was just the right kind of incident. And this incident came in April of 1846 when Colonel Cross's body was found with his skull bashed in. It was presumed, of course, that the Mexicans were responsible. No evidence for that. The next step and the final step was to send a small group of troops to the Rio Grande area, which was being disputed at the time between the U.S. and Mexico, in order to instigate an attack. And instigate an attack it did. The Mexicans, unfortunately, fell for the trap. This was immediately seized upon by President Polk to launch the war that he had been wanting. The whole thing, of course, was a complete setup. In this regard, Colonel Hitchcock wrote these revealing remarks in his diary. I have said from the first that the United States are the aggressors. Check this out. We have not one particle of right to be here. It looks as if the government sent a small force on purpose to bring on a war so as to have a pretext for taking California and as much of this country as it chooses. Ooh, somebody had a conscience back then. Does that sound familiar? The war turned into a free-for-all, literally a license for unscrupulous U.S. soldiers to rob, rape, and kill, to do whatever they want, whatever they wanted, and that's just what they did. Such treatment was largely facilitated by continued propaganda in the media, you know, that the Mexicans were a most depraved people, guilty of the worst human vices, yet the worst human vices were being committed in the war against them. One infantry lieutenant, writing to his mother, described what happened after a certain officer named Walker had been killed by Mexican forces. Here's what he said. General Lane told us to avenge the death of the gallant Walker, to take all that we could lay our hands on. And well and fearfully was his mandate obeyed. Gog shops were broken open first, and then maddened with liquor, every species of outrage was committed. Old women and girls were stripped of their clothing, and many suffered still greater outrages. Men were shot by dozens, their property, churches, stores, and dwelling houses ransacked. Dead horses and men lay about pretty thick, while drunken soldiers, yelling and screaming, were breaking open houses or chasing some poor Mexicans who had abandoned their houses and fled for their lives. Such a scene I hope to never see again. It gave me a lamentable view of human nature and made me, for the first time, ashamed of my country. After the carnage, the U.S. paid Mexico $15 million for its stolen territories, which prompted the Whig intelligencer to boast that, quote, we never take anything by conquest, thank God. Oh, man, I tell you. Someday, guys, someday there's going to be justice for all of this, but it's sure disgusting to see this stuff continuing and nothing's stopping it. It's just so sickening. I guess I got a caller. It's Dave in Texas. Welcome to the show there, Dave.
How you doing today, Charles?
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm kind of glad you opened up this can of worms.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, it is. Actually, say, man, have you ever heard of that Stephen McDonald?
McDonald?
Stephen McDonald, he's a musician. He has some music out, Sons of Summerled.
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Oh. Well, you can, you know, Google that. But he has three or four or five, I forget now how many. You know, they're CDs now, not albums. So the first one is Sons of Summerled. It's Second one is the Stone of Destiny, and the third one is the Highland Farewell. And
what are these about?
Well, I think he grew up in New Zealand, you know, and he is of Scottish descent, and he started studying history a little bit, studying his roots, genealogy and whatnot, and one thing led to another, and he wrote the music and the words to the album Sons of Summerled, which is, I kind of like it myself.
I mean, is it like activist music?
Well, you could call it. I've heard when I played it for Clay Douglas, he said, "Oh man, that's a little too tribal for me. It's kind of got bagpipes in it, you know." But the point of the matter is, did you see that movie Braveheart?
No, I never did see that one.
Oh my! Well, part of that movie towards the end, it shows Longshanks headed back to England, you know, with his army. And at that time, he was taking back with him the Stone of Destiny. Well, it was returned to Scotland in 1996. But I was going to draw your attention to a song on the album Highland Farewell, which is the third one in that series. And the second song has words that I believe are Gaelic. Anyway, the whole point of the story is that I stumbled across a book quite a few years ago now. It was called A History of the Jews in America by Rabbi Lee J. Levenger.
Dave, this is really getting off the topic, though. Did you have any comment, you know, pertaining to abuses of minorities or
absolutely,
the poor?
Absolutely, because I was going to direct your attention to another book, In Search of Isaac's Children, and Rabbi Levenger's book and Willie Martin's book, In Search of Isaac's Children, basically show you and prove to you that there are a lot more white slaves brought to America than there were black slaves. And I'm not denying or disputing the abuses against the native inhabitants, but we have to kind of direct our attention
well,
to that.
Well, there were white slaves, but I don't know that there were more white slaves.
Yeah, there were a lot more white slaves brought to the continental United States than there were black slaves. But
well, let's put it this way. We're all slaves today.
Oh, absolutely. Economically, spiritually, mentally, physically, morally.
Right.
Anyway, it gets around to that scripture about the proselytes and the twofold child of hell, see? And you know, to wreck the school children, there's that book Kidnapped by Robert Louis Stevenson. They can study up on the flight of the wild geese and, of course, the Stone of Destiny. But the real issue is whose God is being served. You know, Chief Joseph had some choice words for these blue-eyed devils, too, you know. And it just spread across the continent.
I like what Montezuma told Cortez. He says, "You come here and destroy my men because you say they're evil pagans, yet my men have never used the vulgar language or engaged in the evil behaviors that I've seen your men engage in." That was quite a slap in the face. It's true.
Yeah, and I mean, the real issue is what's the truth, and let's have some justice.
Right, I hear you. All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Charles.
Okay, guys, let's talk now about, now that we're on that subject, let's delve into that, black slavery in this country. Another disgusting blight on our history. And you know, you go back, guys, the founding fathers, every single one of them, I mean, even Thomas Jefferson, you know, my favorite founding father, he had his share of slaves as well. They all had their hands stained with blood when it comes to this. So, I mean, you know, there isn't much to be proud of. There really isn't. You know, it's disgusting when we talk about our, quote, proud heritage, you know, when, you know, a lot of blacks hear this or Native Americans, you know, it's sickening for them to hear this because there's nothing to be proud of there, really. You know, this claim that all men are created equal, it was never a reality in this country's history, never. It still isn't today. They give you the rhetoric that it is, but the way that things actually play out, and that's where it matters, isn't it? Not just the words. In fact, the words are meaningless if the actions don't coincide. So, I mean, it's never been a reality. We've never run this country that way, that all men are created equal. And again, it's still not that way today. Blacks, guys, were savagely torn from their homeland, hunted down like dogs. A Mr. John Barbot, writing in the 17th century, described firsthand what happened to the black slaves once they were captured. He said, "As the slaves come down from the inland country. They are put into a booth or prison near the beach. And when the Europeans are to receive them, they are brought out onto a large plane where the ship's surgeons examine every part of every one of them to the smallest member, men and women being stark naked. Such as are found to be good and sound, you know, those that are approved, they're found to be healthy or whatever, are set on one side, marked on the breast with a red-hot iron, imprinting the mark of the French, English, or Dutch companies. The branded slaves, after this, are returned to their former booths, where they await shipment, sometimes 10 to 15 days. Shipment, like cargo. And that's all they were viewed as. And, of course, many of them, no matter how healthy they were, died en route. Disease spread like crazy on the ships. Sometimes they'd throw them overboard. Other times they would leave the dead, rotting corpses right there with the living slaves, and they would, of course, get sick. And it was just a living hell. You couldn't move, guys, because they packed them in there, like I talked the other day, how they do with the pigs and the cows and the factory farms. You know, they just crowded them in there. It was suffocating. And, again, you didn't have the means to move. You know, you were sleeping right in your own excrement and urine and that of others around you. It was so, so incredibly disgusting. The heat, of course, was terribly oppressive. You couldn't even breathe. Even if it wasn't for the stench, the heat was unbearable because you were kept closed in this tight enclosure. And the heat of everybody else's body was on you, plus the heat from the air itself. But add to that the stench of all the excrement and the urine. I mean, it was just unbearable. From here, the soon-to-be slaves were crammed aboard the slave ships, where, again, as I said, disease was spread wildly. Many died en route. Such victims were callously, usually, again, just thrown overboard like some disposable waste product. They were chained together in dark and slummy bottoms of ships, you know, the hulls, marinating again in their own refuse, much like, again, the farm animals, guys. It's unbelievable. On average, one in three perished, if not from disease, then from suffocation. Yet the profits were so high that the enterprise was still deemed worth such losses. Thus, no measures were taken to improve the circumstances of these slaves when they were brought over. Why bother? Because enough of them survived, one-third, so that it was still quite a profitable venture. So it didn't matter to them. They didn't care that they were in these suffocating conditions that many of them died. Didn't matter. Once the slaves arrived in the Americas, they were immediately put up on the auction block, and almost always families were broken up. Husbands were taken from their wives, children taken from their parents. The only consideration was profit, with no attention being given whatsoever to these people of color. Absolutely disgusting. This was done to multiplied millions. By 1800, 10 to 15 million black slaves had been brought to America alone. And, of course, many more followed after that. Any slave who dared attempt to escape from his oppressors was severely whipped and or had his feet cut off so that he wouldn't attempt to run away again. Sometimes the punishment was even more severe. The 18th century Virginia Code stated, if the slave does not immediately return, anyone whatsoever may kill or destroy such slaves by such ways and means as he shall think fit. If the slave is apprehended, it shall be lawful for the county court to order such punishment for the said slave, either by dismembering or in any other way as they in their discretion shall think fit. for the reclaiming any such incorrigible slave, and terrifying others from the like practices. You see? Just like they do today, guys, when they bomb countries, they do it to whip them into shape and to put fear in other surrounding countries that you better not mess with us or we'll do the same to you. It's the same thing, guys. Now they do it with whole nations as well as individuals. Many slaves, if caught stealing from their white masters, were often executed right there on the spot in a most excruciating manner, such as being thrown into a giant vat of boiling water to be boiled alive. Talk about that some more when we get back, guys. Stick with us. I hope you get sick to your stomach.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, back to Two-Thirds Radio. I was talking before the break, one of the methods of punishment, you know, they would take a slave and put him in a giant cauldron of boiling hot water and keep him in there with a pitchfork. If he would try to get out, just stab him with the pitchfork, stick him back in there. Unbelievable. Just to show the outrageous, ridiculous, and evil stuff that went on. Doctors would prescribe to white slave owners as a means to treat painful rheumatism in their feet. They would have them bring in one of the black slave children and have him lie at the foot of the bed. And they would tell the doctors, this was considered medical science, they would tell them to force their feet as hard as they could all night long against the side of the black slave child. They'd have the slave lying naked at the, you know, the foot of the bed. And they claim that by forcing, you know, I mean, pushing hard to the point of cracking their ribs, the harder you pushed, the better chances that you would transfer your rheumatism from your feet into the body of the black slave child. So push as hard as you could all night long. And again, it usually resulted in fracturing the rib cage. Didn't matter, though. You know, the rheumatism would be transferred. Unbelievable. That was a common remedy that was prescribed. Here's another common punishment. This is one example, but this was done commonly. One slave who led out in a campaign in New York back in 1712 to kill an oppressive white master was burned over a slow fire for 8 to 10 hours simply as psychological warfare to discourage other slaves from attempting to do the same thing. It was done, you know, out in public for all the other slaves to witness. You can just imagine how horrific that must have been. Slowly, like on a rotisserie, you know, turn slowly over an open flame. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. Once the black slaves were emancipated, their troubles, of course, were anything but over. In fact, having no rights afforded by the white men, their oppression in many ways became even worse. They were discriminated against in all sorts of ways, denied work, denied access to many public facilities, and even transportation, of course, or they were at least limited to segregated areas in, you know, white modes of transportation, like, you know, sit in the back of the bus, you know how that goes. That's where the you know, the Rosa Parks story had come in. They were even denied medical treatment, except at special hospitals that catered only to blacks. And all of this was done legally, of course, through the Jim Crow laws, which ran from 1876 to 1965, just a few short decades ago, when the civil rights movement finally brought them to an end. And all during this period, through groups like the Ku Klux Klan, founded by 33rd Degree Mason Albert Pike, by the way, blacks were beaten and or hunted down and killed like wild beasts of the field. It still actually goes on in some areas today, guys. All right, another short break. Stick with us, guys. I'll be right back.